How in the hell do you know about rap music?
I'm hardly sheltered, lad.
Tupac or Biggie?
In my estimation, the notorious B.I.G. was the better rapper.
Archie snapped his newspaper, folding it neatly on the table in front of him, while Lachlan pretended to faint.
Archie listens to rap music. Is that what's on your speakers in your tool shed?
I find it important to listen to a wide range of musical genres, and American rap music occasionally makes its way into my repertoire. Now, why did we call a midday meeting? I thought this was for tonight.
Archie looked at Hilda, who gave a quick shake of her head. That feeling of being kept in the dark was rising in me once more.
What was for tonight?
Now that you've had a few days to settle in, we wanted to have a talk with you about some other aspects of your job, should you choose to accept it. Well, I mean, legally, it's not part of your job, but it's... I'm bungling this.
Bungling what?
The sound of Monroe's voice behind me sent a shiver down the back of my neck. I turned to see him with wet hair and a clean shirt, and the fresh scent of soap drifted in with him as he came to stand by my side.
What did you want to talk about today?
There's a Bruni living in the banquet hall, and it left a book of kitchen witch spells for Leah.
I'm guessing that's not what you wanted to talk about tonight?
Well, tangentially, I suppose. A Bruni. It's been ages since I heard talk of one of those.
I dropped into a chair, leaned over, and rested my forehead lightly on the table, my thoughts threatening to scramble once more.
Look, you've gone and broken her, Archie.
Ach, it's no me that's broken her. It's likely the wee Bruni. They can be quite difficult, you can.
Oh, can they? Can they? And the ghost coos are harmless, and the kelpies will probably eat me, but the Brunis... Oh, well, they're just difficult, aren't they?
Well, I mean, aye. That's the way of it.
We've brought you here under false pretenses. Lachlan, should we maybe do this alone?
Sophie's eyes caught on Monroe, and I grabbed his arm when he made to stand. No, he stays.
Monroe's solid. It's not like it's much of a secret anymore, what with the whole town involved now.
Involved in what, exactly?
Monroe moved just slightly closer to me, enough that his broad arm brushed mine, and I immediately leaned into his warmth. Listen, I'm not the type to hang on a man's arm and beg for him to protect me, but I'd also never dealt with a land of magic water horses and batter-throwing kitchen goblins, so maybe, just maybe, it wouldn't hurt for me to lean on someone.